I'm Pops.
And I'm Rick. Father's Day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
because it is coming up.
Yeah.
So Sunday.
Sunday. It's Father's Day. What do you got planned?
Me, I was invited by Michael.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a little thing over there at the Wakaiva place.
Uh-huh.
You know, he rented a little gazebo and whatever, and he's got a bunch of friends and whatever coming over. So he invited us to go over there. He actually told me to tell you about it as well. And thank God that we're talking about it now, because I would have just...
I would have called you and like, Dad, what you doing? I'm at Wakaiva. All right, well, I'll see you tomorrow.
I had a lunch like a motherfucker. But yeah, he invited us to go hang out over there for a little while. So, you know, I don't say yes to anything.
No.
I'm like, hey, I'll try.
Yeah, I see what I can do.
Yeah,
that's what I do with, because typically it's... I'm going to hit... All right, I'm going to hit you guys on some secret shit. If I hit you with, I'll see what I can do, that's a no. Because 9 times out of 10, if I want to do it, I'm just going to say, I'll be there.
Yep.
Because I will be there.
Yep.
But if I want to do it, let me check. Let me see what the wife got planned. That's a big no. Because I already know she ain't going to want to go. That's what I'd say it, because I'd be like, shit, let me see. Because I know she's going to be like, no, we ain't going to that shit.
So I'm in the same boat. Like, if I really want to hit it up, I want to go, I'm in.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll let you know. I'm in. Let's do it. If I give you anything outside of an I'm in, there's a possibility, as slight as it may be, because there's going to be a real small possibility, but I might show up.
Yeah, but don't.
Don't count on that shit.
Don't cook extra food for me.
Yep, nope.
That's where I'm at. Don't have a separate shit of like, oh, man, we save Ray a plate.
No. And don't even bother with the beer, because I'll bring my own. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So just know that if I tell you I'm going to try means...
don't expect me.
Yeah. Now, there's also that. Nope. Don't want to go.
Oh, yeah. I'm good on the nose.
Yeah.
I'm good on the nose. There's certain situations where you have to hit them with the.
Yeah.
You got to kind of get them with the side swipe. You got to hit them with a little curve.
Yeah.
So they don't, you know.
No hurt feelings.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because people.
But there's those people.
Get emotional shit.
Yeah. There's those people.
I'm okay with a no.
Yeah.
It don't bother me at all if you say no, you can't come. No, you don't want to come.
I just did that with Kiana. I just told her, you know, baby, I can't go. You know what I'm saying? And she was cool with it. You know what I'm saying?
I had to do the same shit, man.
It's sad, but it's true.
It sucks, man.
But, you know, I this thing with Michael, you know, he had told me about it, and what I told him was exactly this. Dude, I don't know if there's anything going on with the family, but, you know, I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he threw in the shit, bring him over too. And I said, okay, well, I'll let him know. And that's where we're at now.
Cool.
So I don't, but again, not anything definitively planned.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I got the little one. I was expecting to have her that day. I was expecting to have her for the whole weekend, but I got her for the whole weekend.
That's awesome.
So I'm not really sure what we're going to do, because I told her many years ago when we had to miss a couple Father's Days together that we can celebrate Father's Day any day we want.
Yep.
It don't got to be on that day.
Absolutely.
So. Well, we might celebrate Saturday.
Well, yeah.
And leave Sunday for nothing.
True. But I was also going to say, you know, Michael told me that they got canoes and they got, you know, kayaks and all that shit, volleyball kinds of
Do
stuff.
Do they have bodyguards from the alligators?
Because
I'm not fucking with them.
No. I don't know. I don't think that in that area there's too many, though.
I don't need two. One is too many.
True. But and you know what? Honestly,
bro, you see this dark ass skin, bro? I look like a fucking fried piece of chicken. You're crazy as fuck. You think I'm jumping in the water with?
I would tell you. You talking about alligators? And honestly, an alligator, at least from a distance, you can see those fuckers. I'm not. I mean, not that I'm not scared of them, because I don't want to confront a fucking alligator anyway.
Zigzags.
But those fucking moccasins.
The water moccasins?
Yo, fuck them. Yeah, those are
scary. I thought you were gonna say manatees. I'm like, bro.
No, those are
terrifying. Oh.
No, they're not.
They're scary as fuck.
They're big, giant, underwater cows. They don't do shit before.
You're not scared of cows?
No.
Bro.
What?
Those things are terrifying.
Have you never been cow tipping? Never?
Black and Puerto Rican. Why the fuck would I go cow tipping?
Dude, you've not been stationed in the right places, man.
I'm sorry that all of the Navy places are typically by the ocean.
Yeah, you don't.
Where there's a lack of cowboys.
A lack of cows, too. Yeah, you get stationed in Texas and you hang out with a couple of them rednecks, you're going to tip a cow. A couple of Pabst Blue Ribbons, bro. Some PBRs.
Oh, PBRs is the shit, bro. I fucks with PBRs, man. Every time I go to Coyote Ugly, man, $2 PBRs, I'm with that. Sign me up. Couple Jack Daniels and like 14 PBRs, I'm in that bitch.
Fuck it, let's get us a case of PBRs for Father's Day.
I can do that.
Cold as shit, drink those fuckers now.
I'll do that. I can do that. All right. Depending on what we're doing. Let me check with the wife. I'll let you know.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Perfect. This shit fell right on point. All right. So in what you obviously have no plans.
I mean, nothing. Like I said, nothing figured out yet. No, as I don't know. I'm going with the flow. Yeah. One of my homies, he does a bowling event for Father's Day. Typically, I can't make it because I always got to, like, give my daughter back.
Right.
But I have her for the weekend, so I was thinking we could hit that.
That would
but
be cool.
We'll see.
She would enjoy that. But, you know, it is Father's Day.
Yeah, I do what I want to do.
Exactly. I don't.
Yeah, my ideal plan is to sit on the couch, have my kid fall asleep on my stomach, and watch some fucking movie, and then me pass out, and then I wake up and there's like a steak.
Magically, right?
There's just like a steak and
Big
mashed potatoes.
Ribeye.
And then I'm like, yes, I did it. I've made it.
This is Father's Day.
And then
Day.
There's like fucking like Orlando Magic, you're in the finals. Like that's that's the perfect fucking Father's Day for me. But instead we got the Raptors and the fucking Warriors, whatever.
Yeah, well.
Go Raps because fuck the Warriors. I'm tired of them. Shout out to KD though. That shit looked gross.
I didn't get to see
it. Oh, man, it looked gross. It was just sad, man, because you hype because he comes back and then, bam, like, oh, first or second quarter, he's done. And everybody knew he was done.
That's sad. Yep. But, you know, he's still going to get the money. So,
yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, valid.
On Father's Day, and, you know, so we obviously don't have any plans. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. If you were to get a gift on Father's Day that you – hypothetically, you know, there's no limit to funds, no nothing, and somebody could actually give you what you wanted for Father's Day, what would you want?
What I want for a Father's Day? Like a gift?
Like a gift.
I don't know, man. I never asked for gifts, so it's hard for me to even think about getting a gift.
I don't ask for, I don't care for a gift, but I'm saying, you know, I sit back and I think, okay, if somebody, hypothetically, you know, Martha hit the lotto or whatever, yeah. She has a bazillion dollars.
Well, it all comes down to the fact that, do I have to work? That's the question.
Yeah.
Because if I don't have to work, I just want trips.
Just
want
to fly
I
around.
Want an unlimited supply of trips.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
I'll take a fucking all around the world cruise. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's my ideal fucking gift. Is send me somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Send me out of your hair. I'll go. Just
put me someplace.
Are you tired of seeing me today? Buy me a plane ticket.
Yeah. Put me somewhere that's not here. Yeah. Over there, not here. I think I'm kind of I do like that. I would love to go back to Spain,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, and visit Spain. But honestly, I have fallen in madly in love, and I don't even know if this is going to be actually coming true or not. But that last picture I saw of that Tesla pickup truck, dude, if anybody,
I don't think that's the real one. It looks like it's kind of like a Ford modified, so I don't think that's the real one. But
if, you know, just it looks so – if it comes anywhere close to that, I would love to get, you know, somebody say, Happy Father's Day, here's the keys, go. You know, yes, 500 miles to a fucking charge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's awesome.
Yeah, that's not bad. What for those supercharged, do you know the time frame it takes to charge the batteries for the – like, because I see them parked by where I work. But I don't know. Like
a full charge. I was reading on this supposed truck. Mm. So a full charge is supposed to take 8 hours.
Okay, but like what those?
If a 2 hour charge will throw you back another 120 miles on the car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm thinking no. But like for people on road trips.
Yeah, yeah, you're fucked. I would think.
Okay.
I would think because you know you unless you're doing 500 miles, you're gonna spend the night somewhere, plug up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's why I'm thinking, because those little things are superchargers. They're not regular house chargers.
True.
So that's why I'm trying to figure out, like, what they get you.
I think you – I mean,
because I'm not going to drive somewhere and be waiting for 2 hours to charge and then drive some more. Fuck it. I'm staying here.
Yeah,
where
true.
Are we at? That's
true.
Where I'm at.
True. I mean, and especially, like, on one of those, you know, Florida to New York trips where you want to make it the same day.
So I'll never do that?
Yeah.
Never.
You'll never do that.
Never.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
So then why are you worried about charging, fucker?
Just in general.
Well, I mean, you go from here to Miami, it's a 3.5 hour drive, right?
Yeah.
You park the car, you're going to go hang out by the beach, you're charging it somewhere, somehow. There's got to be some kind of an adapter or
if
something.
But the thing is, like, if I end up getting a Tesla, that means I got money to just fly to Miami.
True that.
Because flights to Miami are really cheap, man.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. But that would be my, you know, preferred gift.
I got you. You know, so what's your favorite Father's Day gift or event or anything that you've ever had?
That I've had?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think one of the best Father's Days that I spent was when we were all down there by the beach. We went Carlos, you, myself.
That was a good Father's Day, bro.
That was a really good. With
it
the
was
jet skis.
Hot as fuck.
But we took the jet skis.
We took the jet skis. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man. We had a blast on those fucking jet skis.
And Ibrahim flipped it over.
Immediately. They flipped. No, Ibrahim and Kiana flipped it over.
Yeah, yeah. They did that.
And then they which gave us more time on the jet ski.
Yeah, but that was fun.
No, it was fun until you drove and you tried to kill us.
No, I didn't.
Every time you drove, we went flying off that bitch.
But that was the fun part of it.
There was nothing fun about me slapping the water like that, bro. Nothing.
The
and then the swim back to the jet ski.
But the bouncing, dude, the bouncing.
No,
the bouncing.
You literally would go one way and then just, and then I would go. Yeah, but I got hip to that shit, started holding your ass up. We're going together.
We both.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I think that was one of, I mean, honestly, that was a really, we had good food. We had good fun. You know,
yeah, we had two suites.
Yeah.
Like two, three bedrooms in there. So
jacuzzi.
Everybody had their own space. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was a good.
I can't remember exactly where we were at. I know it was a little, I know it was south, on the East Coast, but south. But not Miami, though.
No. It was further up north. But that was a fun Father's
Day. That was a good time. One of my best ones was the one where my wife set us up with all the different cards and stuff, the surprises and shit.
Dude.
So Alicia was in charge of the box with the cards, and every time we got somewhere, she gave us a new card with instructions.
That was classic. I think I cried about 10 times.
Bro, I cried like a bitch all day, bro.
Yeah, I cried. And then you fucked it all up, and a couple of days later, you sent me the picture. I fucking lost it.
Yep.
It shit. Now I'm getting emotional in front of the camera.
Bro, fuck it. It's just tears, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody got some.
Yeah, but that was an amazing
day. That was
a
good Father's Day.
Yeah. And then, one of the best gifts we got for that Father's Day, dude.
What? I don't remember.
We went fishing.
Oh, yeah, the fishing trip.
Yes, the fishing trip, bro.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was really. We didn't go that.
No,
weekend.
Yeah, we was just, yeah,
we had
okay.
We had the.
Because I got two fishing trips combined in my head. So I got the one we went with Kiana, Ibrahim, and Louie.
Yeah, no.
And then I got the other one with us.
Yeah, we went to the smaller boat.
Yeah, the smaller boat.
Yeah, that was
a good time.
That was a real
good time. At least, you caught something.
Yeah, well, not.
I mean, nothing worth it, but we drank beer and fucking.
We caught a buzz. We both caught a buzz.
Yeah.
That was a good day. Those have been the best days. Those have been good Father's Days. What I would like to do is I would like to celebrate a Father's Day with my father.
Yeah.
I haven't done that, you know, in forever.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I can't remember the last time.
He'll be up here soon, so just celebrate it then.
Yeah.
You don't have to celebrate Father's Day on Father's Day, man. I already made that rule, man.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. We should. I'll do something with him. I'm always going to do something.
Yeah.
You know, but it'll be good for him to be
here. Do something with you and him.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to do something. It would be really, really crazy to take him to Top Golf.
Yeah.
They don't have that in Puerto Rico.
I thought they have one in San Juan.
In San Juan they do, which is not a place that he hangs out at.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think he's ever golfed in his life. So he'll probably have a good time.
Yeah,
or
well,
we'll see. We'll see. And
Tuesday's half off, so
let me know. Yeah. And so let's do a quick shout out to some great, great, great dads out there.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to give a shout out to my son for being probably the biggest example of a good father that I know in my life. My father, you know, great guy. He's a dad that is, he's amazing. I want to give a shout out to people like, the handler in business, your cousin Mark.
Yeah.
Shout out to those dads that, regardless of all the bullshit that they've gone through and how hard their life has been, they've always had their kids. They've always put them in front. You know, they don't set anything behind. Shout out to Louis, because Louis is a crazy mofo, but when it comes to his kids, he's always got them first. You know what I'm saying? Always made them first. And there's a bunch of you guys out there. Edwin, dude, great father, you know.
So I'm just going to rattle off some names. I'm not going to go through details. You just know if I'm listening to your name, bro, I respect what the fuck you're doing for your kids and how you're holding it down for your family. So E-Fig, my boy, my cousin Biz up there holding it down for his two daughters, man. My brother-in-law, Jorge, George, Relentless the Great, killing it. Gary Bell's a man. Louis, we already said Louis. We got Stevie the Man. Stevie the Man with his two, even though they're Patriot fans, whatever. my boy up in Augusta went to middle school with Cedric.
Nice.
Shit, man, there's so many, bro. So
Al Gote, Mr. Edwards, man, I love you guys. You dads, amazing fathers as well.
Phil Waters, man. Ricky the Barber over at Revamp Barbershop, man. We're going to have him on the show. Edwin Figueroa Sr.
Senior, yes.
Can't forget him. My grandfather, my father, who I should have said first, and that's my fault, for showing me how to do it. All right? Let's go.
I got a couple guys, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tony from Louisiana, my brother-in-law. Raymond, my brother-in-law over here, is also, you know, great dads. Andy down in Miami, also a brother-in-law, great guys and awesome fathers. Yep.
My boy Nook Gristle, king of the city, man. The funniest motherfucker I know, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
June, Uriel, man. Thomas.
Uriel, yes. Yes. Yeah, Thomas. Man. Yeah, Thomas, man. I forgot about Thomas.
Franco, cousin Franco.
Yes.
Cousin Franco, killing it, man. We're going to catch that MMA fight, man.
JR, you know, cousin JR. Yeah. He's handling his business over there as well.
Be Lau.
We have family. Oh, shit. I got to tell my brother Hector and my brother Walter. Ivan, you know, they doing their thing in Puerto Rico with their kids and handling their business as good fathers. Real quick, he's no longer with us, but he did an amazing, amazing job. And because of my father and everybody else, but my grandfather, 21 children.
Woo!
21, three women.
Bruh, he had that nut cooler.
He needed that.
Bruh, no, he had it. He had that shit before it even came out. He was in the future, bro. There ain't no way them nuts were hot all the time, bro.
21 kids, 13 with my grandmother. So that, yeah, he was handling his business, you know, and he never let any one of them down, you know. So, yeah. Huge love for all of them.
Got a couple more. Joel De Souza, the promoter out here in Orlando. Richie down in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, Richie, we love you, brother.
Yes, sir. Mikey in Puerto Rico, killing it, man.
Yep, Mikey got his little ones too. Yep, handling his business.
Yeah, man. And bro, I'm just surrounded by it. My old boss that just, I don't know, blessed me with allowing me to be in the business I'm in right now. Ed Petro, man. Ed Petro's killing it with these kids, man.
It's one thing, you know, and I'm gonna this might go bad into somebody's ears or whatever, you know, whatever.
Before you even get there, let me drop some more names. The Promiser, Alex, all the boys, my boy Brizzy, all my dudes that I see out all the time, man. I know y'all doing your, I know you're doing your shit for your kids, man. Man, love, bro, love, because it's not fucking easy.
Nope. Michael, yep. you just became a, you know, a daddy that with some outstanding responsibilities, and you're handling them like a champ.
Oh, fuck that. One more, and I'm done. But just know that the list goes on for a long fucking time. But I got to hit up Miso, my daughter's, my bonus daughter's real dad. That dude got it, man. He killing it, man.
That's respect.
You know what I'm saying?
That's respect. And you know, you guys, you know, dads, I know some of these times are hard, you know, and sometimes, you know, the moms make it even harder, you know, but handle your business. Keep the kids in front of every situation, because in the long run, the kids are going to be the ones they're going to remember. You know, mom is going to, they're going to remember mom and everything, but they're going to remember what you do for them, how you do for them. You know, they're going to remember the love and the respect that you teach them. Keep that shit going, you know. So happy Father's Day to all the moms out there, to all the dads out there,
yeah,
to
bro.
All the moms out there who are playing dual roles. Happy Mother's Day on your day, Mother's Day. Father's Day is our day.
Yep.
Happy Mother's Day.
You're doing both jobs, and we appreciate it, but you are a mom.
Yep.
And it's respected as one of the hardest jobs out there.
Yes, it is. But we are dads, too, and we are needed in that growth of that child. We are essential in the growth of that child. So don't ever let your kids not see their dads. Please make it a point to have a relationship with their dads. It's very, very, very important. Anyway, so
we got some funny shit now.
No, I was gonna say, you know, we talked about, you know, the plans and, you know, gifts and everything for Father's Day, but
purse your stomach out of me. Man, bro, you a thought, bro.
I'm not fat, and you can't see that.
I know, you a thought. I didn't call you fat. You a thought. You out here trying to fucking get niggas to subscribe by looking at your stomach. You real ratchet as fuck, bro. I can't take you nowhere. Wow. Okay,
listen, on a personal tip, my son, Ricky, has endured years of
We
ain't
talking about that.
No, listen.
I'm letting you know right now we're not talking about that.
We're not.
Okay, don't talk about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I respect you for everything you've gone through and everything you're doing. I think that you're doing a wonderful job with the girls. We forgot somebody, man. Oh. Ibrahim.
Oh, brother.
Bro, Ibrahim, we love you, man. You taking care of my grandbaby over there. You're teaching her the right way, man.
You got to get down to Florida, man, so we can party, bro.
Yay.
I mean, so we can have high quality, good time watching TV and sports.
There, that's what it is. Because that's all we do.
Yeah.
I want to give you a cheers, salute, for all the hard work and everything you've done. Salute, son. To all the dads.
Yes, sir. So we got any funny stories before we close the shit out? Because I can't close it out on real shit, man. I got to close the shit on funny shit. I can't make clips on real shit.
On funny shit? So how about trying to get a Father's Day gift when you're not a father?
What do you mean?
So in the Army, 100 years ago, one of the guys, Father's Day, fathers get together, you have cues and stuff, but these guys are going to come around, and they're not dads, it's okay. You're around people that are, and you're going to learn some shit. So we're hanging out, as dads, some of us would hand each other, give us each other, in Germany, you got the mugs.
Big beer mugs and shit.
So we boom, boom, Mr. Edwards, hey, boom, this kind of, so homeboy, this was in Ansbach. So this was in 82 to 86. Couldn't have been because you were already born. So this was in Würzburg. Mm-hmm. This was in Würzburg. And this is, family get together, all the guys are having fun and whatnot. And homeboy is literally talking about his kid and how, his baby mama doesn't do anything for him. And he's always sending his money out there. He's always broke. Now, we always knew he's always broke.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't never brought up a child ever. You know what I'm saying? So now, all of a sudden, he shows up. He didn't bring a freaking 12-pack of beer. And in Germany, they're like $4.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't bring shit. He just came, ate, started drinking. And then he got all, my daughter this and my daughter that. And her mama. And we're like, damn, dude, we ain't never heard you talk about no kid. So one of the guys that worked in our, office, one of the admin, he comes around, he like, nigga, you ain't got no damn kids.
Bro.
He blew him out of the water, man. He got serious, tears dried up. They kind of sucked back up into his eyes and shit. And he knew.
Yep.
There's no way I can talk my way out of this one.
Man. You know personnel know all your shit. All your business. You know exactly what you was paying for child support.
And they deep into your business.
Yeah.
Real deep, man.
That's like the fucking people dress up like veterans and go get the fucking free meals, man. I fucking hate that shit, bro.
No, let me tell you what I did. There's a guy in this corner every fucking morning. Every morning he's out there hustling with I'm a veteran. So he fucked up one day, and I caught him on this side. I was turning around. I caught him on this side before he crossed the street. I pulled and stopped the car, and he got that veteran sign. I said, dude, you a vet? He said, yes, sir. I said, let me see your shit. Show me something.
Show me something.
What unit were you in? Were you the Army, Marines? I was Army. My MOS was a 71 Delta or some shit. He was actually a medic. And he just started writing. I said, but show me some shit. And he pulled out a freaking retired ID card.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, dude, he was a vet.
Good.
And there's a bunch of them down in Orlando, too, that I card all the time.
Why? What do you card them for?
Well, if I'm going to give you a couple bucks, I don't mind giving you a couple of bucks. You know what I'm saying? But don't fake the funk. Yeah. If you're a vet, you're a vet. If you're not, don't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't use that.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I'm with it.
So Sunday, we'll see about it.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't have any details, so.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, I got the best details I could have. You know.
So unfortunately, today is the day that in Orlando, 49 people were killed at the Pulse nightclub. 53 people were shot. We're recording on that day, and we just want to send our love and prayers and thoughts to all the victims, all the family of those people. Anybody that's been affected by it. I mean, I honestly could have been there that night because I was supposed to hang out with my brother-in-law. And thankfully, he decided to change the plans. I wasn't going out anyway, but I was going to hang out with my brother-in-law and his friends, and they changed their plans to go somewhere else. So it was a rough time.
It was a true tragedy.
It was a rough time in the city of Orlando, but it was crazy to see everybody come together. I feel like there's hate and shit everywhere, no matter where you go, but I feel like there's a lot less hate in Orlando lately.
Man,
you know what I mean?
I was going to say the same thing, because regardless of the tragedy and how sad and sorry that was, because it was a horrible event, but the way that the city came together,
yeah.
and now every year,
yeah.
They're making it a point to come together, to honor these people, and to do something about it, you know, because it's not just that one day.
Yeah.
You know, they have events, they have, you know, social events that deal with, you know, PTSD for the for the people that were there. And so it's something that has united the city. The mayor was out there today, and he put out a real, and the governor even put out a good statement, statement on this. And, you know, it's a tragedy because it is. But in the long run, you know, it has brought our city together for those people that are suffering, because that's not a one-time event where you suffer it once, you suffer it for the rest of your life. For those people that are suffering, and I think the entire city suffers that event, you know, because it put a really dark note on us for a time. But, you know,
because honestly, like, there was also, like, other shootings before that. Like, there was one of the musical stars had been killed at one of the theaters, like, recently, right before that. So it was just...
It was a rough time. It was a rough time. And now, you know, we sadly, you know, because of this event, we've come together.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the bad part. I mean, that's a good part of the sad event, is that we've come together as a city and as a people. And, you know, I think it's taught a lot of people to get off that whole LGBT thing, you know, and making it different. There's no difference. No. You know what I'm saying? They're our brothers and sisters, and we love you. And I didn't know that today was going to be the event.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was going to be next week. And I actually messaged Pookie and told Pookie I wanted to get a nice shirt made, and then I wanted to put on there free dad hugs.
Yeah.
You know, and just be out there and just hug people, because there's going to be some hurt tonight.
Yeah.
There's going to be people crying and hurting. And we love you all, and we have you in our prayers.
Well, this is our home. Like, this we live here. You know what I mean? Like, Pulse is something I drove by. I never went to a Pulse, but I've been to plenty of gay clubs with my people. Like, it's nothing. Like, so it's hard. You know what I mean? It's hard.
It is. My brother from Chicago, spent, you know, a week crying over this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it affects everybody that's in the LGBT community, regardless of whether you're in Florida or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we really cherish you. We honor you. We respect those that have gone through this tragedy and that are still going through it. Stay strong. There's a lot of community help out there.
Yep.
Even your brother-in-law, you know, mm-hmm. he's involved heavily.
And hopefully we're going to have him on the show. It just sucked because it's just timing sucks, but hopefully soon we're having a show. We have a special show for that. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be fun. This is a little dampering right now, but that show's going to be lit.
Yeah.
I said lit, Kiana. See, it's okay.
So, oh, and by the way, the whole flag thing is because we got to figure out something to do with the monitor because it's reflecting.
And I mean, we are Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
I mean, but
can't take that away.
This is not a Puerto Rican podcast.
Yeah. we're just trying to do some things, and I don't know if you can tell, but.
Bro, like we said, PSA, shit ain't going to be great every time, man.
Nope.
We might not even be recorded right now.
Yeah, we don't know.
Because this guy turned the monitor off, so we don't know what the fuck's happening back here.
That's true.
Can you slide that shit just in case?
Yeah, but then I got to log back in. Oh, you don't like when shit. I do that. You know?
You don't ever put no timers on, bro.
We gotta
worry about it now. Well, you gotta do it anyway to end.
We are not professionals.
We are not. Yeah. Well, we need a funny story for the end of the shit.
So,
I could tell.
No,
I'm gonna tell a funny story about Parliament House.
No.
How about
the fact that we went Tuesday? Was it Tuesday?
Top Golf. Last Tuesday, though.
That was last Tuesday.
Yeah. Yesterday was Tuesday.
Oh, shit. Where the fuck, man? I'm all fucked up. What did I do yesterday?
I don't know. You drove to Daytona.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Man.
Oh, shout out to Jerry out in Daytona for listening and commenting and stuff. Yeah. Bro, subscribe, man. We need to get to the 100 subscribers so I can change it to some, instead of this weird-ass link that's with a bunch of letters and shit, it can actually say Pops and Rick.
Okay.
That's all I want. 100 subscribers. I mean, 100,000 subscribers. Just shit.
Listen, and I don't say this because I'm not as proficient at these things. Share, like, subscribe, like.
Share, like, subscribe, comment.
Yeah, those. All of those. Yeah.
Especially share, though.
Yes, absolutely. And comment. Yeah. You know, because
no, comments don't matter. Sharing.
It does to me.
I don't care.
Yeah, because people make me laugh. Some people comment some funny shit.
Oh.
So, yeah, be there, you know, and let us know what the fuck you think of the show, if we should change any format or anything, even though we're just going to say fuck you. No,
no, we're going to take your –
the consideration?
We're going to take all – in consideration, everything. Yeah. We're going to bring it in, and we're just going to throw it away.
Without them knowing?
Yeah. We're gonna accept it.
Yeah, yeah. We're not gonna hurt
Please.
We're not going to hurt your feelings.
No.
No, we don't do that.
Fuck feelings, bro.
Well, we appreciate everybody, especially Kiana.
Yeah, shout out to my sister and her happy birthday to her. Yeah, I would tag her, but I don't know if she's down with that. So if I tag her, say happy birthday to her on Friday.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to get this episode up soon. Yes, but, you know, I'll be busy and shit.
Yeah, but it was funny though.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, daughter, for coming on board and hanging out with us for a little bit. For all the folks out there who listen and share and do all that stuff, thank you so much. And, you know, let your folks know to share and
like, subscribe, comment.
All that good stuff.
All that shit, man.
And I'm Pops.
And I'm Rick.
Thank you, folks.
Yeah.